What up, fam? It's your Nubian Scribe. I hope that you're enjoying this podcast. And if so, why not spread the word via your social media platforms so others can listen too? You can also find me on Instagram, where there's a link to the podcast. And also from there, you can find a link to my books, which are sold on Amazon. My Instagram account, Nubian_Scribe. Now, fam, let's get into this week's episode, Reparations. When we get in ours, keeping it 100, as I do every week, I don't think that we will ever get what we were promised. But after the Euros hear this week's episode, we just might get what would make things fair. I'm just saying. And I'm hoping and praying. I want you to know that I struggled long and hard on how to start this week's episode, asking myself, how best to articulate to those who are listening the value that should be placed on our ancestors' pain, degradation, and centuries of forced labor, and what that should look like in view of what was promised to them by those who had enslaved them. What is evident is that the Euros reneged on their promises to fam, as evidenced by the plight of the black race today. Have fam been given land as promised by the Euros for payment of the pain, degradation, and centuries of forced labor at their hands, fam could have created and amassed generational wealth, which would have created more educated blacks than non-educated, more black-owned businesses rather than non-black-owned businesses in communities of color. Fam, back in the day, we had successful and thriving black-owned banks, stores, theaters, funeral homes, and more. Most of all are gone now, except for black-owned funeral homes. Why do you think that they are still around? I believe it's because the Euros wasn't trying to touch any black bodies. But now, they're buying up all the black-owned funeral homes that they can find. Because one thing that they've learned from us, we will pay good money to look good in life and definitely in death. I'm just keeping it real. Want to know why those other black-owned businesses are no longer around? Look no further than your neighborhood newspaper. You'll find stories about the Euros and how they burned them down. Pictures of them smiling as they were burning down those businesses. I wonder how many of those Euros was at church the next Sunday praising God after acting like a devil the week earlier. The second reason that most of those businesses are no longer in existence is because those insurance companies who are owned by Euros refuse to pay those black business owners for the damage that they suffered at the hands of those Euros and the tortures that were in their hands. As a result, fam lost two times. It's hard to recover from devastation when you lost your physical structure, and second, when you denied the funds that are rightly due to you for premiums that you paid to rebuild those businesses. I believe that the spirit of our ancestors want us to get what was promised to them, which they hope would have been passed down to us, not handouts, but what should have been theirs from the jump. What was guaranteed, what was promised, as payment for the pain, degradation, and centuries of forced labor that they had to endure so that we can enjoy life from a place of peace? Land, my Nubian brothers and sisters, land. So, what to do? Well, first, let me stop the Euros who are about to say, well, that was then, but this is now. Like my boy Dre recently told me, they might not have been around when slavery was legal, but they can't claim ignorance to systemic racism. What those who choose to disregard the truths about slavery, along with the institutions and the systems that were used to keep black people enslaved, is that those same institutions and systems still exist today. And if it doesn't, then how does one characterize the following systems or policies that occurred in recent history. Number one, separate, but certainly we all know, not equal. Redlining. For fam who don't know what that is, I got you. That's when the Euro banks were not approving fam for mortgages in suburban neighborhoods, even though fam had better credit than the Euros. Believe that. Check out the movie The Banker, starring Samuel L. Jackson and Anthony Mackie. You'll learn how fam dealt with that little situation. Number three, putting waste plants and garbage dumps in minority communities. You know we all got one in the hood. Number four, giving black colleges and universities less money and resources than they do the Euro colleges and universities. Number five, same thing with secondary schools. They ain't getting what they should be getting. And that's why a lot of our kids aren't going to college, because they leave high school ill-prepared for the real world. I wonder, back in the day, if fam uttered these words each time a child was born. I remember all of the things that I thought I wanted to be. So desperate to find a way out of my world and finally breathe. Right before my eyes, I saw that my heart, it came to life. Those words are from Adele's song, Remedy. Y'all, go out and buy the album. It's tight, believe me. You'll be thirsting for the next one. The words she sung are heartfelt, just as a mother now, today, telling her child that she wants the best for them and know that they can do it all. But deep down, she knows that there's a system outside her door that is primed to frustrate that child's effort to succeed in life. A black parent should not have to tell his or her child that they have to work three times harder as a Euro to get ahead in life. Although true, that statement proves that systemic racism still exists. So why aren't the Euros trying to make things right by us? The United States did that with the Japanese. They sure did. They were given reparations for being forcibly removed from their homes, relocated elsewhere, and put in concentration camps. The Euros referred to those camps as internment camps. And no, they don't get to sugarcoat the captivity of human beings. I'm calling it like it was, concentration camps. Yep. In 1942, Japanese people were rounded up and placed in those concentration camps all around the United States. And in 1988, President Ronald Wilson Reagan signed a law called Civil Liberties Act to compensate them for the wrongs that they were subjected to and had to endure. Peep this. More than 100,000 people of Japanese descent who were incarcerated in those concentration camps during WW2 got a formal apology. That means the United States government said, hey, my bad. And they got, get this, $20,000 each. And peep this one. The Germans, who had forcibly removed, relocated, placed into concentration camps, and gassed, close to 6 million people who were Jews, they provided them with reparations in the form of, you will not believe this, all kinds of things, such as $845 million. And in 1988, they allocated another $125 million. And then that payment consisted of $290 per month for the rest of those survivors' lives. But wait, in 1999, the German government and German companies who used Jewish people for slave labor, they agreed to create a foundation. Wait for this one. That had approximately $5 billion. Billions with a B. I ain't done yet. Now, in 2018, the German government increased the funding. It included social welfare services for Holocaust survivors in the amount of $88 million. That additional money is to ensure that the survivors of the Holocaust receive more frequent and better quality home care, food support, transportation, and medical services. Now, if a former Nazi state that gassed people can make things right as best they can to the people that it enslaved and gassed and took away from their homes, if they can do that, why can't the United States do the same thing to descendants or for descendants of those that it enslaved, or worse? Even the Catholic Church made things right as best they could for its role in the slave trade. I say best they can because nothing can come close to making things right for people enslaved or the descendants of those who were enslaved. The Jesuit priests, they pledged $100 million for the descendants of black people enslaved by the Catholic order. And that pledge, they pledged to give it directly to a foundation that is set up by the direct descendants of those who were enslaved. You see, in 1838, the church sold close to 272 family members to slave owners in Louisiana. The church also said that each year, half of that money in the foundation would go towards grants for organizations working towards racial reconciliation, and that a quarter of that money would fund scholarships and educational grants to the descendants of those affected by the slave trade. It even said that some of that money would go towards the emergency needs of those who are elderly or ill. To me, that's the cherry on the top. That's the gold standard. So, what was promised to black people upon being free in the United States after the Civil War? They were promised the following: up to 40 acres, but no mule. General William Sherman said that Pham could use his soldiers' mule, but they couldn't have him. He made that order separately from the order that stated that Pham can have up to 40 acres. And that was contained in Special Field Order Number 15, which was issued on January the 16th, 1865. And Section 2 of that order, it stated that black communities created under that order will be governed entirely by black people. Yeah, black people. And that no white person whatsoever, unless military officer and soldiers detailed for duty, will be permitted to reside in them. I bet you are saying, WTF. Yep, I said the same thing. As I said earlier, we're not asking for a handout. Only what was ordered to be given to our ancestors for the pain, degradation, and centuries of forced labor that they were forced to endure. Reparations. That's all we're asking for. So what happened? Why didn't Pham get those 40 acres? Well, what had happened was, a few months later, President Abraham Lincoln got assassinated, and as vice president, he rescinded that field order. Want to know what that land is worth today? Approximately $640 billion. That's right, billions with a B. And that land could have funded a lot of black institutions, created wealth for our families to pass down for generations from generation to generation, could establish and sustain black businesses. The story could be endless. We will be talking about them today, possibly reading about them in your books. But hey, we will never know, because that was all taken away To add injury to insult, which is not my intent, but this is all historical fact, before Lincoln was killed, he signed the Homestead Act, which gave the Urals up to 160 acres of land, which was four times more land than FAM was ordered to be given. Another head check by the man. So again, I ask, what now? How can the Urals make things right by us as best they can? Well, I gave them several examples. I hope they're listening. All the Urals have to do is pick one. Hell, we'll take them all. But keeping it real, we know one of those is hard to get. So we don't expect nothing. But it would be cool if y'all started with a foundation to educate our youth. Don't let a former Nazi state, Nazi, outdo you when it comes to making things right by those who you had wrong. Specifically, descendants of Africans who were taken from their ancestral land, enslaved, forced into labor, freed with no support system, promised land, and shortly thereafter had that land taken away. And not to mention the systemic racism that their descendants are currently being subjected to. All we ask is that you show that American exceptionalism and that it's alive and well. You can show that with reparations to descendants of enslaved Africans. Now fam, speaking of exceptional, I encourage you to support these two businesses which I am highlighting today. The first one is called 40 Acres Apparel, spelled with the number 4. So that's 4, then O-R-T-H-Y, A-C-R-E-S, A-P-P-A-R-E-L. So that's 40 Acres Apparel. He's not related to Spike. Don't have nothing to do with Spike. And tell you what, he would like Spike money, but he'd get it if y'all support him. I'm just saying. The other business is called Bro Brothers Bourbon. Bro Brothers Bourbon. Not bra. Not B-R-U-H. Bro. Okay? Bro. B-R-O-U-G-H. I'm just keeping it 100. Because some of y'all probably ain't spelling it right. Now, what better way to relax from dealing with the man all day then by pouring yourself a smooth drink made by fam? Who knows? After a few drinks, you just might forget that the man's boot print is still on your neck.